We could take the opportunity to do some walking meditation. And the in walking meditation, it's helpful to recognize that basically all one's doing is taking, in the same way that when you attend to the sensation of the breath, in breathing, mindfulness of the breath, then you're taking, say, the rhythm of the sensation of the body as it's walking. And just, say, paying attention to the sensation of the feet touching the ground or the floor, wherever you're walking, and bringing attention down into the soles of the feet, into the movement of the, say, the lifting of the foot, moving of the foot, setting it down, lifting of the foot, moving of the foot, setting it down, lifting of the foot, moving of the foot, setting it down. Like bringing awareness down into the sensation of the body. One of the great advantages of bringing the attention down into the body, and particularly down into the feet, that it's about as far away as possible from where your thinking goes on. And that's helpful, because it just is, it doesn't take much of a encouragement for the mind to start running around after various thoughts, impressions, feelings that arise in the mind. So just using the sensations of the body skillfully. One of the, say, the great benefits of using the body as a focus of attention is that even if the mind is running off to the future or the past or proliferating about something or other, the body's always in the present moment. And you can come back to that. And as soon as you anchor your awareness in that sensation, that very simple sensation, just the foot rising, moving, setting down, lifting, moving, setting down, you're back into the present moment. And, of course, that's very helpful. That gives an opening to be able to let go of the proliferations of the mind. And as Ajahn Chah said in that last reading, it's not that there isn't any thoughts or feelings at all, but it's what happens. There's a different quality when they arise within a sphere of calmness, when there's mindfulness and attention and a calm awareness. Then, even if something arises, it's not a problem. It's just what the mind does. The minds are, they're hardwired to think and feel. And if we make a problem out of it, then we suffer. But it's so that it's just recognize, oh, that's another thought. Okay, back to the attention, back to the awareness. And very steadily and gently sustaining that quality of awareness. And the walking meditation is very helpful in doing that, in the sense that there's a certain relaxation that just walking, there's a rhythm, a touching of the earth that is wonderfully settling. So to give yourself the opportunity to experience that and experiment with, okay, how to relax, how to sustain attention, how to let go, how to rein the mind in. There's this experimenting that we have to learn how to do, finding a balance of, say, like of settling the mind, but then also not forcing the mind, of training the mind, but also giving the mind some space. So that's an ongoing conundrum, and the walking meditation is a good opportunity to explore that. So, thank you.